On the phone with me right now is the one and only celebrity chef extraordinaire, Charmaine Broughton. Now, Char, this Friday, not only is it going to be a mix of sun and cloud in the air, but love's going to be in the air, too.
It sure is.
And Valentine's Day around the corner, and the best way to someone's heart's through the stomach, they say.
Yes, that's true. Through the stomach with some delicious, doable, and decadent chocolate recipes.
Well, share those with us. What do you got to start this off?
Well, the first recipe that I'm going to share is going to, quote-unquote, spice up your Valentine's Day.
Interesting.
And that is with my double chocolate brownies with the chipotle molasses cream cheese frosting. Kev, these brownies will literally change your life.
They sound amazing.
They are. So you make a basic brownie batter. So the listeners can go to my website for all of the ingredients and for the recipe. But what I really want to talk about right now is the chipotle molasses cream cheese frosting.
Well, let's hear that.
So for this, you're going to need a little bit of butter and some softened cream cheese, some cocoa. And then we're going to sweeten this up with the Crosby's maple and molasses. So this is a delicious blend of Canadian maple syrup and Crosby's fancy molasses. So you get that rich, amazing flavor of the molasses in with the chocolate and the cream cheese and the butter. And then we are going to add a little bit of chipotle powder. So don't be alarmed at this. A little bit of chipotle, like that little bit of heat, just works really well with the sweetness of the chocolate and the molasses and the cream cheese. We're going to add a little bit of vanilla, a nice hefty pinch of salt, and you're going to beat all that up for about 2 minutes until it's nice and light and fluffy. When your brownies come out of the oven, you're going to cool them completely and then slather this frosting on these brownies. And honestly, Kev, I will tell you, if you need to spice up your Valentine's Day, this is the recipe to do it.
That sounds awesome. And of course, if you miss something in that recipe, you can find instructions and a link to Char's website at mystratfordnow.com. Char, let's continue this chocolate train when talking about Valentine's Day. What else do you have?
Well, what do you think about grilled chocolate sandwiches with a citrus compound butter?
Now, I know many moons ago when I did another morning show in your hometown, we had grilled chocolate sandwiches.
We did. Oh, Kev, I remember that day so fondly. That was such a great day. You know, I'm going to have to make my way to Stratford and we're going to have to like recreate that whole thing again. That was just a fabulous day.
Absolutely.
So for this recipe, we are going to make a compound butter. So a compound butter is just a flavored butter. So in this case, we're going to make a sweet compound butter. So you're going to take some softened butter, add a little bit of orange zest, add some vanilla, a little pinch of salt, and a little bit more of that maple and molasses. Stir it all together so you've got this delicious compound butter. And you're going to slather that on your bread just as if you were making a regular grilled cheese sandwich. Now, for this recipe, I like to use like a brioche and or a cinnamon raisin bread, but a sourdough works really nice with this as well. So put the butter on your bread, put the bread on your griddle, and then you want to purchase like a really thin dark chocolate bar. Usually they come in about 100 grams, and again, all the measurements and everything are up on my website. You're going to break that in half, put that on the bread as if it was like your piece of cheese, top it with your other piece of bread, and then grill it off. And it literally takes like 5 minutes. When you pull them off the pan, you want to let the sandwiches sit for about 5 minutes just so the chocolate doesn't like ooze all over your cutting board. You're going to cut them in half and you're going to dollop these sandwiches with some whipped cream and fresh berries. And oh my God, these grilled chocolate sandwiches are so amazing. They're also really, if you want to serve it for Valentine's Day and or it would be a nice like family day brunch option as well.
100%. They are amazing. I know that for a fact.
Yes. And let's recreate that in studio, you and me, Kev. And we will do that again.
Absolutely, Char. And you bring three to the table. What's the third?
I do. So the next recipe is my chocolate cherry and orange muesli. This is such a great recipe. Again, whether it's for Valentine's Day, family day, or really any day, my kids loved this muesli growing up. It uses nothing but pantry staple items. So for this, you're just going to take some oats, some dried cherries or cranberries, some cocoa powder, pumpkin seeds and sunflower seeds, flaxseed, chia seeds and hemp seed for all that plant protein and fiber and healthy fat. We're going to add in some yogurt, a little bit of milk, some orange zest again, some more of the maple and molasses, some vanilla, some chopped up apples. And the beauty of this recipe, you plop everything in a bowl, you stir it together, you cover it up, you let it sit for anywhere from like 2 hours to overnight. Give it a good stir before you serve it. And you've got this nutrient-dense, chocolatey, amazing muesli that the whole gang can enjoy. It's fairly economical. It's healthy. It's chocolatey. And there's no doubt in my mind, either you and your Valentine or you and your family will love this muesli.
That sounds great as well, Char. You always bring it when you come on the morning show. Where can people find your recipes and the directions if they missed something while you were just talking?
Yeah, so the listeners can go to my website, charmianbroughton.com, for all of these recipes. And my cookbook, Delicious and Doable, Recipes for Real and Everyday Life, is available at at Fanfare Books in Stratford on Ontario Street. So let's get out and support all our small businesses this Valentine's Day.
100%, Char. Thank you so much for joining the show today. You can also get links to Char's website and everything else at mystratfordnow.com.